QED News, I'm Rachel Vasquez. Berkeley Unified School District announced plans this week to create a reparations program for students with enslaved ancestors. KQED's Annalise Finney has more.
Berkeley Unified is looking specifically at providing cash payments to eligible students. If implemented, the program would be one of the first in the nation by a school district. Laura Babbitt, president of the Berkeley Board of Education, announced the plan to develop a reparations program at a board meeting last week.
The need for reparations in response to the institution of U.S. slavery has existed for over 150 years. Since last year, members of our community have come to school board meetings to advocate for the creation of the BUSD Task Force on Reparations.
The district is looking for community members to join the task force that will determine how to pay for and structure the program. Their recommendations will be due next January. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.
Another storm is forecast to hit the Bay Area tomorrow evening, adding more rain to soil already saturated by storms over the last few months. The National Weather Service forecasts the brunt of the heavy rain and wind to arrive Tuesday, starting in the North Bay and moving south. The rain is expected to continue Wednesday and then dry out towards the end of the week. Here's meteorologist Roger Goss.
We are expecting some of the similar impacts from previous storm systems, just not as widespread and great. We do anticipate, given how wet our soils are, we're going to continue to see rapid runoff of any kind of rainfall. That said, we're not expecting widespread flooding of major main stem rivers, so that's some good news there.
The Weather Service warns to expect some power outages from downed trees. I'm Rachel Vasquez, KQED News.